Let's go up to Sacramento and bring in former Giant pitcher, and he's a good friend of ours. I love talking pitching with him. That is Jim Barr. Jim, how are you?
Very good, Marty. How are you doing today?
Very good. Very good. You saw the game last night. Now, I know you were a guy on the mound that looked in and nobody pushed you around. How about Bumgarner? He looks in every time something goes wrong. The guy's looking to see what trouble could start.
I think that's just his makeup. I think when he takes the mound, he's the guy out there, and he's just going to let everybody know that, you know, if it's not according to what he likes or what he wants, he's going to let you know. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it. As long as you're consistent in what you do, all the other players, they respect you for that. They just know how you are, and it doesn't bother them.
All right. All right. Did you ever follow a guy around the bases after you hit a home run?
No, but I wanted to.
I guess so. It's a different world today, but whatever. It's just part of the game when he pitches. Jim, Jeff Samardzija goes today, 117 innings. Bumgarner's now 135, Cueto 131. All of them are going to be over 220, and that's before a proposed playoff could even start. How are the Giants going to manage this over the second half?
Well, I mean, personally, I don't think that's a real problem with that many innings. Now, what it does is if you've never been there before and you start getting up there, yeah, you start maybe feeling the effects of it a little bit. But, you know, these guys, you're talking about three guys that are pretty strong guys, big guys that I think can definitely handle it. And I think what you do is toward the end of the season, now August, September, whatever it might be, you find that day where hopefully your offense can get you, you know, five or six runs in the seventh inning, and boom, you're out of there after seven, and you don't have to, or sometimes maybe even after six, depending on how many runs we have. But that way you can get a little bit of a rest there. But these are big guys. Their mentality is, a starter's mentality is, they're going out there as long as they can, and especially these three guys. They have that tough mentality. They want to be out there. They've done it enough now this year. They want to go out there and they want to finish the game. So the way you do is I think you just find that last month, month and a half, of whatever it might be, and find a couple innings here and there. Maybe even if there's a couple of days off where you can push them back one day, that would help, but I don't think it's mandatory. Like I said, I think these three guys are big guys. I think they can handle it.
All right, very good. That's one of the things I see. You know, a team is 40-16, and you know, you're playing 727 ball. You don't do that for a season. It doesn't happen. So somehow you come back to the reality of, you know, you play 600 ball, 570 ball, or something like that. You wonder how that's going to happen for the Giants, because you just can't continue to play 700 ball. What are some of the pitfalls that you could see ahead for the Giants? Of course, schedule is part of it. They're going to play some pretty tough teams, and they're going to get some good pitching matchups. What do you see ahead for them?
Well, I think as we get down toward, as the latter part of the season goes on, the Giants' offense is always, I think this year, yeah, we've scored some runs. We've done some pretty darn good things, but there's always going to be that lull a little bit where the offense is going to struggle a little bit, because you get in, and there's a reason why it's called the dog days of August, because it starts, the season starts to drag a little bit. But it also is a good thing is when you're in first place. I know when we were with the Angels a few years prior to that, when I was with the Giants and always lingering, you know, that third place, fourth place, and down in the lineup a little bit, that when you go to the ballpark late August, September, you're starting to think, man, this is a long year. But when we were with the Angels and we were in first place all the way through the whole year, you're invigorated. You want to go to the ballpark. You're having a good year and you want to get there. So I think that's one thing that'll be in their favor, is the fact that they're up there and they're fighting. So it's not like they have to try and put together a major streak to get back up to chase somebody. Everybody's going to be chasing them. So that's going to be a key.
A lot of home runs this year. A lot of home runs. All of a sudden, they were talking about steroids again, the juice baseball. But isn't this the history of the game? When the home runs spike up, all of a sudden everybody starts saying that they're tinkering around with the game. But it's really the pitches, and where if you watch the home runs, the ball is up over the plate, and they can knock it out.
Yeah, I think in today's game, I mean, the game today is built around power, power hitting and power pitching. You've got a lot of guys that, you know, are in that 90-plus out there for one inning. And when you're only going to be out there for one inning throwing 13, 14, 15 pitches, you're pretty much just going to let it fly. Wherein the hitters know that too, so they're built a little bit more on power, power swings. I mean, you know, a 95, 97-mile-an-hour fastball after the first pitch is not a whole lot of times going to fool these hitters. They're going to be on that thing. So, I mean, look at last night. I thought Bumgarner did a great job of getting the head early in the count, but then I thought the San Diego Padre hitters did a great job, even though they were down in the count, still put a good swing on a ball, and they hit a couple of home runs that way. So, and that one inning where they got three straight base hits. So I think the game built on power now, there is going to have a tendency to be a little bit more home runs. So I think the game is being regulated pretty good. Just because home run goes up, I don't think people don't need to start reading into it that something's happening.
Yeah, baseball triumph. Jim Barr is with us. Always love talking baseball with Jim, former San Francisco Giant and an Angel at the end of his career. Yeah, baseball always defends it. Rob Manfred, no, the balls are the same, and we're not changing anything. I've heard the story for 50 years every time something like that happens. You always get to hear it. Your thoughts on the All-Star game. What did you think about it and change it? How do you feel it's evolved over after all these years?
Well, I like the idea. Is it a perfect idea as far as, you know, who wins? That league gets home field advantage. You know, they've got to do something to put – I like the idea of the game means something. Whoever wins it, they're going to get something out of it rather than just, oh, yeah, we won the All-Star game. It actually is going to mean something. Now, I'd heard that you kicked around the idea of, you know, whoever has the best record in Interleague, they throughout the whole season, that will get home field advantage. So there's a couple of things being kicked around, but I like the idea that the game means something. The game itself the other night, well, all I had to do is see a little bit of the highlights and read a little bit about it because I've got Fox 40 here, and Fox 40 is in a dispute with Dish Network, so we didn't get the game here.
Holy cow.
I just got to hear a little bit about it and see stuff, but I thought, you know, a little bit what Krug said on the show the next day, that adrenaline flows. When you're in a game like that, it's a great honor. It's nice to be out there and play. The adrenaline's flowing. So the fact that Cueto gave up those runs in an inning and two-thirds, to me, not a major deal. I mean, that could happen any time. I mean, you're talking about facing nothing but nine great hitters the whole time. His adrenaline's flowing, so maybe he didn't get the ball exactly where he wanted it, but you know, it's an honor to play in the game, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, well, Fox, since you're not on Fox today, they've got other things to cover, but they will determine everything because their ratings went down so far that they're going to, I'm sure, be talking to baseball about doing something to get the ratings back. And I'll say it to you, what I just said to Craig Elston, that is money runs everything. And if they're not getting their money for their advertising, they're going to be upset about it. Hey, the Nationals are coming in. We had FP on earlier today, and, of course, he's from your neck of the woods as well.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about Dusty and the job he's doing. How about Steven Strasburg?
That's pretty impressive.
13-0.
Especially after, you know, that little bit of history he has with his arm. You know, he'll go along so good for five, six, seven starts, and all of a sudden a little bit of a twinge, and he's out for a couple of games and comes back a little bit more. But, you know, he's 13-0 now. That's impressive. In fact, I was talking to someone just the other night about that, and I said, well, they better be careful because he always runs that stint where he's got a little bit of an arm buck. With his arm whip, he puts so much arm whip into it that the type of arm action that he has, something could happen, but I hope not. I mean, that's impressive. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, the Nationals are coming in here. The National League is pretty interesting. You know, and you know this, you never underestimate the Dodgers. You know, I don't care what's going on. They're always in the mix in this thing. They had a kid last night who played for the first time, not the first time, but his third or fourth game with the Dodgers. They just picked him up from Seattle, this Taylor. and he ended up driving in six runs last night. You know, this is Chris Taylor, 3-for-5, 6 RBIs, a grand slam for his first home run. He's an infielder, and they just got him. So, I don't know. You never underestimate them. But how about the Cubs and Washington and the Giants? This promises to be a great summer of seeing how this thing unfolds.
It's going to be fun. I mean, if the Cubs can hold on and stay in there too, and Nationals, of course, they've been good the last 3-4 years anyway and been right in that mix. And now with the Giants, we all know Giants history. So it is. It's going to be a good summer to watch. I mean, you know, especially coming after the I always hated as a coach, especially in college, the month of December. And I related a little bit to the All-Star break. It is the month of December, you go during fall ball, you get everybody set, and then all of a sudden, December, guys go home for Christmas break and this and that, and then they come back and they think, oh, things are different. Well, they're not different. It just you had a month off, but your mentality and your workout in your hand doesn't change. So the All-Star break's a little bit the same. Guys go home, oh, thank you, I got 4 days off, and then they come back. And you're trying to get back into that focus. So it's going to be who can sustain that here for, I think, for at least the next couple of weeks anyway, and then you get back into your groove and hopefully everything's on the right side.
Good point. I always feel that, too, that these couple of weeks after the All-Star break, these 2 to 3 weeks determine many, many teams' fate the rest of the summer. I am glad that we're on the same page with that. Did you know Nate Thurmond at all? He passed away today, the former wonderful Warrior.
I heard that. I never met him. I didn't know him, but he was a great Warrior, great for basketball. That's too bad.
Yeah. So we've acknowledged that today, and I know he was a good friend of KMBR and the shows and just a very sweet guy. So I'm glad we could mention him. Jim, thanks for being on as always, and always good insight here. So I'm not even going to worry about these three guys and their innings. It's going to work itself out. All right, I'm going to take your word for that.
All right, Marty, thank you.
All right, that is Jim Barr. Always good to talk some pitching with him up in Sacramento.